Just to put that out there, 6 years old, little girl, kindergarten. So I look back at what happened in 1985, because we got to figure out how old Tim was back then and what was going on. So I look back at some, you know, kind of key things that happened. And the first internet domain name was registered, symbolics.com, in 1985. So amazing, like, I go back, like, I was in grade school, I remember going on, like, Apple and doing Learn the World of Carbon San Diego. I didn't even know anything about the internet. The inaugural WrestleMania was held in Madison Square Garden and was main evented by Hulk Hogan and Mr. T, who trained out here at Fort McCoy one time, so there's kind of a link there. And Paul Orndorff and Roddy Piper, one of my favorite wrestlers. Every Sunday I'd go home after church and I would watch wrestling. Coca-Cola came out with a new Coke called the New Coke. Terrible, terrible soda. 3 months later, they went back to the original formula. Nintendo was released in 1985. We always had Atari, we never got Nintendo versions. Microsoft Corporation released the first US release of Windows 1.0 as a current version of 1.01. I think we just got Windows 11. Pope John Paul II announced the institution of World Youth Day for Catholic youths. New York became the first state to require all front seat auto occupants to wear seatbelts or face a $50 fine. Apparently we didn't care about the kids sitting in the back seat, we only cared about people. Michael and Jessica were favorite baby names, shoulder pads and parachute pants were fashion trends, and chocolate mousse and sushi were crowd pleasers. The 49ers were Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Royals won the World Series, and the Edmonton Oilers clinched the Stanley Cup. Michael Jordan was named the NBA's Rookie of the Year, NBL player Roger Maris retired from the Yankees, and Lynette Woodward became the first woman to play in the Harlem Globetrotters. Inflation was 3.56%. A new Pontiac Sunbird cost $8,676. An unemployment rate on New Year's Day was 7.3%. The prime rate hovered around 10%. An ounce of gold was $327. The retail price per gallon of gas was $1.20. And minimum wage was $3.35. I think that gallon of gas must have been like California. I remember in college I was getting it for 99 cents. $3.35 for minimum wage. I mean, that is crazy when you think about that. Even think about how we're fighting for $15 right now for minimum wage for some kids. And that isn't even probably enough. So 40 years is a lifetime. I will not make it that far in the government at all. I applaud you, Tim. When I interviewed you for the natural branch chief position, you told me you would give me 5 years and you gave me six. So I will take that six and I will run with it because I couldn't have asked for a better NRB chief for the time that I kind of started in as the DPW director to keep things going. We hadn't had an environmental chief yet at that time, and things were a little difficult in the environmental division around that time frame as well, but I appreciate everything that you've done for the DPW, for the garrison. You have left a legacy here within the DPW with all the people that have come on board, and you're pretty much irreplaceable. So it's gonna be really hard to try to find somebody that is of your caliber and your experience that is gonna continue to keep things going for the next 40 years. So thank you, Tim, for everything you've done. Been a great asset here to the DPW, and couldn't have asked for a better